Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reason why the believers are tested and the wisdom behind it. You know, this is a topic that has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. By way of example, we have one verse of the Holy Quran in which God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so that Allah may test what is in your breasts, and that He may purge what is in your hearts, and Allah knows best what is in the breasts. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, We will surely test you until we ascertain those of you who wage jihad and struggle, and those who are steadfast, and we shall appraise your record. And he also said, He who created death and life, that he may test you, to see which of you is best in conduct. And he is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. Right, so basically the gist of these verses is that Allah Ta'ala, He tests us to ascertain, the degree and level of our goodness. And in this blessed hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he kind of alludes to the same theme. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, The greater the ordeal and test, the greater the reward and recompense. Do you not see that Allah, the praiseworthy, tested our precursors from the time of Adam, peace be upon him, to the last generations in this world? With the creation of stones that neither harm nor benefit, nor do they hear or see. Meaning he's alluding here to idolatry. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that God Almighty tested the people with idolatry to see whether they could use their intellects and comprehend these things which do not have the power to benefit or harm us in the least, whether human beings will turn to them or turn to God and rely on God Almighty and worship Him. In continuation, the Imam says, And He made from them His sacred house, meaning from the same stones, which He made a standing place for people. But Allah tries His servants with various ordeals and obligates them with various forms of struggle and tests them with various dreads in order to eradicate vanity from their hearts and instill humility in their souls, and that this may open the doors to His favor, right? And feasible means to His forgiveness. Right, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that God Almighty tests people so that pride and vanity that is in their hearts may be eliminated and it can be replaced with humility, humbleness, and so that when these human beings they pass these tests, they can be forgiven and they can obtain the otherworldly reward. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason and wisdom behind testing and trials and tribulations in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.